All right, so you ready to chat today?
As always, yeah.
So it is mid-April.
Yes.
I like literally had to think about that. It's mid-April.
Insane.
We are looking at the insanity of May and summer break.
Yep.
Upcoming. And I'm talking to most people in sessions about how they transition with their family and their kids kind of into May and then into summer.
Yeah.
It's also something that I think has made me think about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that on the podcast today.
I think it's a great thing to talk about. Let's do it.
Welcome to the With Counseling Podcast. I'm JJ Blandford, founder and therapist at With Counseling. I feel like in about half of my sessions this week, we were talking about the chaos that is May if you have children of school age.
Right.
And so I want to be clear. This isn't like a, I'm going to tell you how to plan your summer podcast. It's not my jam.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about knowing that May is crazy and then it leads to summer vacation. How are you being proactive in protecting your mental health as we move into a time of transition?
Yeah. Well, let's just start from the beginning, I guess. I mean, I think I say that every time and maybe it doesn't even make sense, but let's backtrack a touch and just like what normally happens over the summer to most people to like put them in a position where like their mental health really needs to be a concern.
Well, I think our expectation about what summer break is going to be versus the reality of what it actually is, there's a disconnect there. And I think it is further perpetuated by what happens in May. So that's actually where I want to start.
Okay, so starting in May.
Starting in May.
So what happens in May?
Well, for us,
yeah,
everything has an end program.
Yes.
We no longer just say, what a great year.
Yeah.
We have to have a celebration and sometimes more than one.
Yeah.
And some of those things are really meaningful. Mm-hmm. And some of them feel like things on our calendar that add stress. And so what I think we don't do in May, you may be a planner and you may have the schedule laid out.
Yeah.
Where are you looking and adding rest for your family?
Okay.
That is how I believe moms in particular have to support their own mental health.
Okay.
So what I often feel is that May happens to us.
Right.
And last year, we were a bit more intentional, or that's how I'm remembering it. And it didn't feel like it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like there is not a magical solution. Or if you have that magical solution, reach out. I'd love to know.
Right.
And so where are you looking at your calendar and putting in downtime for you and your family?
Mm. Why don't we put in downtime though?
Because we think we don't need it.
Okay.
We aren't thinking about downtime.
Yeah.
We're thinking about how do we maximize our enjoyment of all the things. Mm-hmm. It is my belief is it is a disservice to us and our children to like marathon a whole month.
Mm. That's good.
I think Memorial Day weekend, we've had lots of years that someone ends up sick.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's like, well, because we marathoned it and now that we're done, our body like crashes and says, I can't keep at this pace. And
right. So
being as that it is mid-April, how are you looking at your May calendar? Where are there holes that you actually need to block off for yourself or for your family? Periods of rest. Where is the random Wednesday night that there's not anything? And so you actually block that out of we're not doing something.
Don't put anything here on the schedule.
Yes.
Mm.
Because what happens is if we don't schedule rest, downtime, whatever you want to call it, we burn out. And I think May just leads to a place of burnout. And so I think to support your family into the transition of the insanity of May, how are you scheduling rest and downtime and things that are life-giving to your family?
But JJ, that means saying no to things.
That does mean saying no.
And that sounds like a boundary to me. Is that what we would call that?
That is what we would call that.
Okay.
I also think these are the times that we get to teach our kids how to set a schedule, how to, like, as a family, we prioritize rest and downtime. And I'm biased because it's how we operate. Yeah. I think it's teaching our kids the value of rest. Mm. And in a culture that says you need to do more and be more, if my kids know how to rest, I feel like I'm winning it in parenting.
Yeah, it certainly is a countercultural concept in general. People just go and go and go and don't ever have time to stop.
Yeah. I think the other thing is, especially if you're a parent, knowing that, you know, in the next 7-ish weeks, your kids are going to be home all the time.
Yeah.
How are you doing things for yourself that are meaningful to you?
Okay.
So, for instance, I have a friend that I said, hey, I want to get coffee on the calendar sometime in May because we're going to have a different rhythm of friendship over the summer.
Right.
And we'll still see each other and be together with our children. So how am I prioritizing that time, knowing I'm headed into a transitional season of summer?
That sounds like self-care to me.
That is self-care.
So are we just using all the skills we've just been talking about?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Because we are affirming okay. that all of these skills work together. Yeah. And so I think, again, and I don't, it would be lovely if we could all have lots of time to do all of these things, but how are you prioritizing a couple of activities for you to fill your own tank when, again, you are stepping into May, which is a month of chaos?
Yeah, because not only are the kids home, they're also doing a lot of like random stuff. It's not like the morning drop off and then the afternoon pickup. It's all the like, I've got a sports camp, but it's from like 9:02 to 10:57, you know, and you need like, I can't even get home before I have to pick you up again. You know, it's like this schedule is so out of control. Not only are there more people at home in general, you're just doing a lot more too.
Yeah.
Which is a wild thing to think about.
Yes. You're talking like the transition into summer.
Yeah.
And so I think, yes, what proactive work are we doing for what we know is inevitable?
Yeah.
And also to me, every summer, I feel like we look at each other and we're like, was it like it this last year?
Right.
And it is every year. And so how are we being proactive? And so then to me, how are we also differentiating? How are you closing the school year as a family? How do you mark that closing? I'm a big believer in like celebrate everything because there's just not enough celebration in the world.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean anything huge. Is it you get ice cream or a snow cone on the last day of school? How are you marking like this thing has ended? And as a family, we're marking school has ended and now we're moving into summer.
What's the role of that? I mean, I like the concept, but what's the role of that to you?
I think it's acknowledging transition.
Okay.
Which I also think we don't do because that takes pause and thinking.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we are also so busy moving on to the next thing that we don't mark where we've come from. Mm. And I think there's something significant to say, like, let's look back over the last year. What were some highlights? What were cool things that happened? What do we want to remember about this experience versus check mark, school's done. Now we jump into summer and it's a new time of chaos.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept because we do that at the first of the year. Like we're big on kind of planning, right? And like looking back at the past year.
Yes.
But you're saying that like any of these kind of transitions are worth kind of looking back and then looking forward to some respects and kind of just organizing our the way we think about it or.
And I think organizing time. I think there's also this, like, we're just moving and going so quickly. Like, we're not noticing growth that happened in our kiddos. We're not acknowledging their accomplishments in a year. We're, some years it's like, guys, high five, we made it.
Yeah, right.
And I think even that, I think it's a great opportunity to build family culture around, like, this is how we're connecting as a family.
Yeah.
This is how we're celebrating what this period of time has held. How are we looking forward to summer and what that holds for us?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like that because it does. It feels like it's just bearing down on us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. You look up and it's like mid-April and it's like, oh my goodness. And like the calendar's already full. It feels like it's December, but instead of like 2 weeks off, there's 3 months off. You know what I mean? It's like just, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what proactive work can you be implementing to transition as well as you can?
Yeah.
While also knowing it's going to be chaotic.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
So I think, right. So that's lovely. We celebrate, we wrap up May.
Yeah.
And then we jump into summer.
Okay. Now we're into the thick of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, again, how are we planning now what summer looks like? And like part of that is the logistics of like who is going where, what camps, you know, are available. Do people still have swimsuits that fit? Do we, you know?
Yeah, this feels like mental load.
This is mental load. Because I'm
like, I've never even considered, like, if somebody's swimsuit doesn't fit, like, never even occurred to me. So
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, like, those things are easier to do right now in April than it's Memorial Day weekend. And you're like, oh, we got invited to the pool and no one has anything to wear. So then how are you prepping for summer? And I think there are some of you who are amazing and have beautiful structure throughout your whole summer. I wish sometimes that I could be one of those people.
We are not those people.
Yeah. People. And it's acknowledging, I think, that about ourselves and how are we trying to create structure in a, you know, 3 month period that every week is a little bit different. Mm. And so I think sometimes summer just gets looked at as this chunk of time. How are you breaking that down? What does each week look like? Mm. Again, where is rest fitting into your summer plans? I think about, I always say, like, I now feel older when we travel because I need a recoup day.
Yeah.
And that is now, that has to be built in to travel because
can't
like,
just go back to work.
No.
Right? Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Yeah.
And so that changes travel. I think there's also this, like, yes, the rest piece. And also, what does connection look like? Mm. Most people, summer leads to like a less full or structured schedule.
Yeah.
Who are the people that you're like, we've wanted to get together with this family. Schedules haven't aligned.
Yeah.
How are we creating a list of, over the summer, let's reach out to these families and see if we can work on connection? Again, what are things that we like to engage in as a family that we want to make sure we prioritize?
Yeah.
I feel like summer, similarly to May, can feel like it's happening to us.
Oh, definitely.
And then, right, you're back to school shopping and you're like, what did we do? Did we, you know, what kind of memories did our kids make? This pressure of like, was it enough? I also think there's all this Instagram culture that's like 18 summers, you got to make it, you know, meaningful because you only get 18, which I'm like, no, you don't. And, you know, hopefully I will see my children in the summer after they turn 18. And, you know, that's a whole different soapbox. But I do think there's also this feeling of like, it has to be magical. It has to be meaningful. And if I'm not mindful as a parent of creating space for rest, things that fill my own cup. The chaos and the frustration that ensues makes all of us have a certain type of summer. And I think, how am I being proactive now so that I can engage well with our kids while they're home for 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It does. It does just happen to you. And then all of a sudden, like towards the end, you're just like surviving on screen time, basically. And just like,
and garbage snacks.
It gets tough. And every year it just kind of punches us in the face, I feel like. And, you know, like, oh my gosh. And we ran across a really funny thing this week. We're like, oh, we don't have much planned out this summer. And then you actually look at our calendar and there's like something every week.
Yeah.
And like multiple people going multiple places. And like, oh, actually, it's a really, really busy summer, even though we aren't going on a 2 week vacation or, you know, any of those things that you normally think of with summer.
Yes. And so I also think while you have bandwidth and maybe a little bit more space, I'm always going to plug, this is when you could start therapy, right? Okay. If you know, or start exploring therapy, like my schedule lessons in the summer, could I start meeting with a therapist over the summer? If you've been on the fence of like, oh, as you're talking, I'm realizing I'm feeling stress in my body. I'm realizing this is connecting with me.
Right.
Find someone to process that with. Or you've got 7 weeks before school's out. That could set you up for a different experience with your children over the summer.
That's good.
I also think, what parameters need to exist at your house over summer? And how are you having collaborative conversation with a partner and with your children about, hey, these are the expectations of summer.
Yeah.
And some is like, are we doing the summer reading club? Are we, you know, do we have the pool passes or the zoo pass or whatever pass we want? And so there's some logistical piece. There's also things like, I'm the ice cream house. We are the ice cream house.
Yeah.
So I need to start stockpiling. I was like,
so what do you mean by ice cream house though?
Well,
our house isn't literally made of ice cream.
That would be lovely. Maybe not. That'd be gross. So we have a deep freeze that stays full of ice cream bars all summer.
Yeah.
And it's a draw. And let me just tell you, I told Curry last summer, and I'll say it this year too, I will spend all of our money on ice cream so that kids want to come here.
Yeah.
They'll play outside until it gets, you know, 100 bajillion degrees. But those are things, that is not how, like, during the year, we're not the ice cream house. And so, oh, we're shifting seasons.
Yeah.
That's something that I need to return to. And so, again, how, knowing that this is coming, how can you be proactive? What kind of things will your household need that it's just easier to do now? Run the errands now before you've got children in tow, to do some of the prep so that the transition into summer doesn't feel as chaotic.
Yeah. Well, practically though, I guess I'm having trouble kind of wrapping my mind around some of this practically, you know, like there's a lot of good points and like, yeah, planning and all this stuff. Do you have suggestions on how to like go about like enacting this sort of thing? Is it just like, you need to get the calendar out and just get after it? Or
I think yes.
Okay.
I also think having check-in points over the summer.
Okay.
So is it end of June?
But like with whom? Like with your partner?
Yourself.
With yourself. Okay.
Or your partner, however your family
works,
who is in charge of what is happening day to day in the house. And kind of this, are we headed in the direction that we want to be?
Yeah.
Okay, great. How do we continue to support us moving forward? Have we already gone off the rails a few weeks in? What does it look like to course correct?
Right.
And I think sometimes we forget that we have choice and that we have the opportunity to change how things are going.
Yeah, I think that's it right there. I think that's really important.
And so I think, how are you setting your plan, your intention, your expectation, and then making sure you're actually accomplishing what you want to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so many times when, especially when things start kind of like devolving, it just is hard to like switch the game up. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just feel like it just keeps devolving and, you know, my anxiety is getting worse and just, I'm getting more frustrated. I just don't want to be frustrated with my kids all summer.
Yes.
And it feels like that's really easy to do if I walk into it without some sort of a plan.
Yes.
Right. And then if my plan is not, does not work, if our plan does not work, then it just leads to like more frustration. I just don't want that for this summer.
Yes. Right? And so I think it's being proactive. I think it's also acknowledging what season of life are your kids in.
Yeah.
Our kids are older and we have like set a list of like, these are the expectations of things to be done before you can be on a screen. We've talked about like this summer, our kids will be responsible to make their own lunches, mm-hmm. like, which they are so old and would do with some consistency. And it's different to me to even have collaborative conversations.
Yeah.
Sure. Like set expectations with a partner, if that is your situation. And then how do you invite your kids into it? Because our kids are much more prone to engage in a plan if they have had some voice in what that plan is.
For sure.
And so also acknowledging our kids are at a place that they can collaborate on a plan. And what does that look like to have family collaboration? And I think sometimes even that check-in piece, you can do with your kids. Like, how is summer going for you? And not in a, do you want me to spend more money to make all your wildest summer dreams come true?
Yeah.
It's like, what needs to shift?
Yeah. And how can we be creative together?
Yes.
On accomplishing those goals, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think part of it is, I guess I also want to say, you can plan beautifully. You can set intentions and expectations. And it all goes out the window a couple of weeks in. And so just a gentle reminder that you can always course correct.
Yeah.
And it's probably important for all of us to kind of be checking in with, is this still working for us? I set these lovely intentions for our summer. Are they practical? Are they realistic? Am I feeling more frustrated because we're not meeting my expectations?
Right.
Like, I just think we will be better for that and enjoy our time with our kids more.
You managed to also bring in expectations, which is something we've talked about a lot. I feel like maybe that's a huge piece of this. Like, what are your, like, naming your expectations as you go into this summer?
And I think checking in if they're realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, if you're envisioning summer of like sitting by the pool reading and you have like small children who need full attention every moment in a pool, like every time you go to the pool, you're going to be annoyed.
Yes, right.
And I think sometimes it's acknowledging like, oh, my expectations don't match like with my reality.
Right.
And even how do I have those conversations with our kids? Like when we swim, they usually want one of us to join. Thankfully, it's normally you.
I do get a lot of the swim time. Yeah.
And I think it's acknowledging my kids are asking for connection.
Yeah.
And instead of being frustrated with, again, but I swam yesterday to say like, oh, they're seeing togetherness. They're longing for connection with me. How am I meeting them in those places to connect?
Yeah. And like setting boundaries where you're like getting things that you enjoy, right? Like sitting and just walk like, hey, how about we compromise and in 25 minutes I get in the pool? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or, you know, it doesn't have to be like I'm meeting every need that they have all of the time.
Yes.
You know, we can both meet our own separate needs. And sometimes that just involves a little compromise.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, I think thinking through this stuff while you still have bandwidth and everyone isn't home with you.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. Being proactive, never hurts. I don't think.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Any other, I feel like I cut you off maybe because you talked about therapy. Were there other things that you had in that list of like, you know, other steps to be taking kind of leading up?
No, I do think the circling back and then I think engaging your kids as is age appropriate is really helpful.
Yeah.
And kind of thinking about what are we wanting out of this summer? Like, and where are we at as a family? I think sometimes it's like, we just need rest. We need less of what we typically have. Sometimes it's like, oh, we've been in a season of challenge. Yeah. We're looking for connection. How are we being proactive of adding connection? And so maybe this is an opportunity for you to do some reflection about what do we actually need this summer? And how are we pursuing that versus this is how summer's always been. This is how we're going to keep doing it, even though it may not still work for our season of life and the ages of our children.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's a really helpful conversation and it's making me think about the proactive steps I could be taking for our summer headed in here. It's good stuff.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation talking about how to prepare your mental health for the summer season. I'd love to connect on Facebook or Instagram at Counseling With, or send me an email from my website at counselingwith.com.